don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel, Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Feels good to hear that theme song. And
very
even though
confusing
it's
confusing this morning.
Even though it's in the AM, we still have some afternoon job as we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one third of the Morning Courage Boys, the Marconi winner, George Dunham, do you read me?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Big man on vacay. How you been?
Yeah. Man, I set a Frozen Awesomes record over the weekend.
Okay, what are we at? What's your PR?
I lost count.
Oh. And consciousness.
But it has to be a record. You tend to lose count. My family, and this is dangerous, they may just be trying to get rid of me. They got me a Frozen Awesome machine for my birthday.
Oh, my God.
Well, by the way.
Double barrel. It's a double barrel where you can make two
flavors.
At once.
I'm coming over this weekend.
A little regular, a little strawberry. That's awesome.
And
Fourth
I'll,
of July, Jeff.
I'll send you a picture. We had, they were even labeled. One was Mango Mousse, and the other was the Captain Midnight Margarita.
The Mango Mousse.
Love my Mango Mousse. Caribbean Mousse.
Number one!
You said Frozen Awesomes, I was thinking you were going to say you've already had one this morning.
No.
What's the earliest you've gone with the Frozen Awesome?
It could have been the other day when we cranked up the machine the day after my birthday before noon.
And by the way, happy belated birthday, George.
Whoa.
Well, thank
happy
you
birthday.
Very much.
And I did send you a thank birthday you. Text, and I got nothing back, so I'm wondering if
are
I'm,
you serious?
I'm wondering if I'm blocked on
he was mad
phone.
You left him on red, George.
Yeah, it's a green message.
No, it's not green.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
John, that was so nice of you. I'm sorry.
But if you were blacked out, I understand now. that makes total sense. So is,
yeah.
Does the machine stay, like, full, though? Do you, is it still, like, spinning around?
No, you have to empty it. My son has to teach me how to work it because he was our margarita dude. And man, that thing, it's amazing. I mean, we could run a business with that thing.
Is it one of the, cause it's double barreled, you said. Is it like an industrial sized one that you see at the restaurants?
Pretty much. Have? Yeah.
Oh,
it may be a little smaller. I don't know. Cause those things seem pretty big, but. I mean, I don't know. I got a big family, so there were probably 30 of us or so, and we had no problem keeping up with everyone.
What about the...
Doggone it. There it is right there. Hmm? From Sean. I see it.
Oh, the text, yeah.
I thought you were looking at the Frozen Awesome machine.
Say, like,
it made it into the bedroom.
No.
Oh, no.
It's voice activated.
You a Mango Mousse at 8 a.m.
It's talking to us. Maybe it'll join us at 8:40 one of these mornings.
What kind of cup were you using? Was it a regular, like, glass you'd get at a restaurant, or are we talking, like, massive Yeti?
No, we had, like, plastic cups. So that was another thing that made it probably worse is that you had to, and it was hot. And actually, my wife had cups made for my birthday that said still ski on the weekends.
Okay.
Cups.
Yes. And
Kelly's doing bits.
And I did ski on my birthday. How about that?
Cups.
You got behind the boat?
Got behind the boat and skied.
Did you go
not
full,
many people ski anymore.
Full baby Billy? Just no pants?
You know it.
George,
you know it.
I'm glad you brought up the still ski on the weekends drop because that's one I felt a little bad for. And that was probably... hell, almost 10 years ago. And that was in the, it was in a Jub Jam promo. Is at the end of the promo. And I just thought it was fun. I pulled it. I played it a couple times. And Bad Radio loved it so much, they wanted me to keep playing it. And I thought it was funny. Like, did that one get on your nerves? Because if
still
so,
ski
I,
on the weekend?
Yeah, I would like to apologize, even though it was funny.
No, don't apologize. I mean, it's actually the end of the one of our early Bird Dog songs on our first record that no, so it's really the only time it ever gets played on the radio. So that's fine.
Do people at concerts demand you play it because they've heard the drop so much?
Some, well,
or they all yell that part.
Bird Dogs, really. You know, we played a gig on the 21st about a week and a half ago. And for the first time ever, there was a group of about six people who sang every word to like three songs in a row. And I was like, wow, okay. They've actually heard our songs before. So that was pretty cool. And, yeah, when we do play that song, I'm trying to think of the name of the song. How about that?
You wrote it. It's still not,
you wrote
this
song.
Ski on the Weekends?
Hot Dog?
No, Tyler, you know what it is. Maybe
Hot Dog?
Yeah,
it's
we'll go with Hot Dog.
You need a song called Hot Dog.
See if Randy Rogers will partner with you on that one.
Oh, that's Creed?
I bet you if Randy Rogers co-wrote a song called Hot Dog, that would actually take off.
But make it like a real tearjerker. Don't make a bit song. Like make something that really dogs mean a lot to
it's
you.
About the Cold War, right?
Yeah, make a hot dog song about the Cold War.
Please.
But like I'm plugging in an AI prompt.
Yeah, make that work.
A hot dog song about
Young
the
Man's
Cold
Game.
War.
Young Man's there Game. That is the name of the song. Sorry, it took a while.
I still ski on the weekend.
That's how it ends.
So this is Afternoon Jub in the morning with George Dunham.
Yep.
The Muser's on vacation. Are you missing work yet?
I miss you guys, yeah.
Well, you're talking to us right now.
It does it does feel weird. But you know, it's summer. You gotta have try to have a kick ass summer if you can.
I'd like to apologize for Sean there for talking like you would to his granddad at the old folks home. Hey, don't worry, George. You're talking to us right now.
Just talking loud and slow.
This is us, George. Yeah, here, I opened your pudding cup for you.
Okay, well, you just had another birthday. So
you need a blanket and a little chili?
Yeah. Hey, Invasion, good to be on with you.
No, they're on after us.
No, yes, it's after a few hours.
Actually,
again.
1 hour
from
now.
This is not Donnie? Okay.
No.
Oh, God love you.
No, that was just Daddy walking in talking.
You're making us stand up, pal.
Right, well, man. I was talking to Daddy and Tipsheet before I went on, and I just realized this, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I'm the oldest, now that Norm left, I'm the oldest host on the ticket.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Who's behind you now? Junes?
I mean, he's
all
the closest
are.
One, too.
Greg.
Yeah. But, you know, I always felt like one of the young dudes, really. If I go back a ways, because there was, you know, Mike and Greg, and they were old, and then Norm joined the team. Of course, early Skip Bayless. Kurt Menefee's older than me, I think. Yeah, he's older than me. But now, all of a sudden, I'm the oldest dude up there.
Life comes at you fast, George.
I'm even older than Kat.
I can promise you, though, when you were the young buck, that they weren't slamming mango mooses at a 10 per day rate like you're normally doing, so... Don't feel
That's
bad,
right.
George.
The mango moose.
The mango moose. Yeah, that's right. And they didn't ski on their birthday like I did.
Hell
so.
Yeah. Naked either.
Yeah.
So how many hot dogs are we about to prepare? Because this is a big hot dog holiday.
For the song that we're writing.
Joey is back, too. This is going to be epic here in a few days.
I think George Shea is going to be on the Eli and whatever
Rich Phillips.
That. Eli and Rich. 1-3 today.
Today?
Yes. Quack. In for us. So, yeah, listen to that.
How many hot dogs
oh, I
is
will.
Georgie Chestnut going to throw back?
Oh, that's another thing. We had fish for lunch. We had a fish fry. And we had hot dogs for dinner.
This sounds like the perfect birthday.
And
frozen
awesomes,
fish, and hot dogs. Let's go.
George
is that like a 8-year-old's birthday party or what?
I was going to say, you sound like, a little 8-year-old.
Yep.
Slushies and hot dogs for dinner.
Yep.
And I told people who were leaving the party, if they were a passenger, I said, well, here, take a mango mousse to go. You can just tell them, it's a Slurpee.
Yeah.
They're not going to know. Not that I'm encouraging. I said a passenger. That's
right.
Not as bad, right?
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Yeah, not people who were driving.
I mean, you're fine with an open container, but you don't want the driver.
That was the.
Really, is that big a deal? If someone's in your backseat getting hammered, does that matter?
The very few things that came from COVID was being able to buy to go frozen margaritas.
I know.
You can just go to your favorite restaurant, and then and you're driving home, and it's in your cup holder, and you don't drink it, but it's there.
No.
But you're thinking about it.
Well, you can.
It's got
scotch tape over it. There's no way you could drink that on the way. No.
Yeah, and you could never put the scotch tape over it. I'm sure we never had a sip driving back home. But
no.
If you wanted to, you
never
could try
do that.
It.
Yeah, that was the best byproduct of that very terrible four-year time period.
Omicron.
And you can still do it. You can still buy margaritas to go.
Still, man, didn't you think they would go back to the old ways, too? And they have not.
We're never going back, George. Never, ever. No.
So that's good. We need to be pro frozen awesome.
Absolutely. What's your rankings of the frozen awesome? Obviously, margarita's got to be number one, right?
Yes, yes. The for lack of a better phrase, you know, the regular margarita, frozen margarita. But I'm really on a mango kick now. Mango may be my favorite. That's why we had mango mousse. on Saturday. I would go that. I'll go your typical margarita number one, mango second, strawberry third, and then I'm going to keep it there. What is this thing about bringing spice into the drink now?
Okay, I know Sean's...
Whether it's beer or margarita.
Well, Sean's a big fan. Yeah. You're a fan of the... I just don't like... I like spicy food. I just don't want spicy in my beverage. I want that to
be...
Do
you like Bloody Marys?
No.
Yeah,
not a Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
fan.
I do, but not too spicy.
I'll take a jalapeno margarita on you. That's good.
The one we
margarita.
Had Thursday was good
was
at our remote at Good Surf.
That pineapple,
was
yeah.
Very yummy, yeah. But I just prefer just a refreshing.
Ooh, pineapple margarita. There you go. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
I know it's not a margarita, but I think the first drink I called a frozen awesome was actually a pina colada. I think that's when we were in Hawaii and... that dude would come by the pool and I'd say, yes, sir. Can I have another one of those, frozen awesomes, please? A what?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Pina colada, I guess.
Okay.
Well, that guy's hammered. How many has he had?
What?
Yeah. Am I allowed
by
to
the
say...
way, what's the pool record for pina coladas? I'm going to try to set it today.
Yeah. Put me up on your wall over there.
A plaque.
A tote board. am I allowed to like on the rocks better?
Of course.
On
the rocks are fine.
I like on the rocks better, too.
I do, too.
I'll still go frozen. Given the option, most occasions, and my saying is it's never too cold for a frozen drink. As long as you're inside. You go to a nice Tex-Mex restaurant, I can still drink a frozen margarita if it's 20 degrees
outside.
That's
why the Inuits invented margaritas.
But I think there's an etiquette there.
Warms the soul.
Because if you have the frozen awesome machine, sure, order one because it's already made. But if you're at a bar, don't order one. You can get a margarita. It's much easier for the bartender to not get the blender out and have to, like, crush you up a frozen one.
Well,
that's a beating.
He'll probably have
busy.
A machine, though.
Right.
He's got that awesome machine back there that, until this last weekend, I just thought was industrial equipment that the general public could not have access to.
Was this a surprise gift for you? Did you?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh my! I would have loved to see your reaction when you saw this thing for the first time. You're like a Dolis last night hitting the home run, just like jumping up and rolling when he gets an Xbox.
Too much. I sent a picture of it to Donovan, and he short circuited. He said, "Man, I would have cried." And I said, "I think I did."
You're combined 145 years old. You're freaking out over a slushy machine.
You need to tweet that
They're
picture
so
out,
good.
Jeb.
And this machine is so awesome that it has its own. It has a cart.
And I love.
And I got a golf cart.
I love Jeb, the sommelier, that's like, you know what pairs most with the mango margarita is a nice Nathan's all beef hot dog. That's the best pairing there is.
And I know you're
there really is.
I know your affinity for hot dogs, George, and I know you shared the recent or on the Muser podcast you shared the story of the Jerry Jones New Orleans chili dog. But if you're going to make a dog, what are you doing? Like, what's your ideal go to like at a barbecue? What's your toppings?
What to put on it? I go real traditional, just mustard and ketchup. And if there's onion around, I'll throw that on there. But I'm just pretty basic, just ketchup and mustard. And to me, that's an amazing blend to put on one of the world's greatest foods.
Boy, I would love to at the World Culinary Fair. You know, France has all this, you know, amazing food, and Japan has this succulent sushi, and George walks up with one hot dog wrapped in foil.
But also a mango mousse.
And a mango mousse, right.
Anime, you got to pair it.
Have you done the Tijuana hot dog yet, George?
That sounds like a sex move or something.
Wow. No, I don't think so. What's going on there?
So the Mexican street hot dog that's wrapped in bacon, and I know this might sound gross, but they do the onions and the peppers, and it's grilled, and it's perfect. But they put mustard, ketchup, and mayonnaise drizzled on it. I would agree with that, but
bit of mayonnaise
if you actually
can help
try
out.
It actually puts it over the top.
Really?
Just something to think about.
I have never had mayonnaise on a hot dog.
I know.
Get that in a promo for this week, Kat.
Mark?
And I know you're always
trying to make promos
here. You're always
opinions.
Looking for new mayonnaise delivery systems, so there's a new one for you.
There you go.
But I got to tell you, the street hot dog, I'd say is good 8 out of 10 times.
Absolutely. That's the best hot dog I've ever had was when we were in L.A. outside of Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Not the Dodger dog. That was pretty spare. But the street hot dog, oh, my God.
Yes, little old lady had just a flat iron, and she was making them, and they were, oh, George, you would have been in heaven.
Those street hot dogs in New York are really good. Yeah. And then, that one that Jerry's chili dog that Jerry fed me with a spork was amazing.
I thought y'all went Lady and the Tramp on it.
Having a little
fun here.
Just see
if you get to the middle first.
He started at one end, and I started
like
at the other.
George.
And you just mean your
and
eyes.
We turned all
out,
red
goblin.
Because we
pushed them together.
No gag reflex. Look at this, George.
Are we falling in love, George?
Yeah.
That's going to be in the Netflix documentary.
Yeah, is any of the old George footage from when you were working at a different station back in the 90s, is that going to make the... The
it might. I was at Jimmy's first press conference. I was at Jerry's first press conference. Yeah. I may be in there from way back in 1989.
Is there going to be footage of you almost taking out Jimmy Johnson with your car?
Going down MacArthur Boulevard?
Oh, no.
No, thankfully there were no cameras there that day. As I was driving, I was borrowing my dad's station wagon and was just kind of zoning out, and Jimmy was walking across. The light was red, and all at once I realized, oh, my God, someone's walking across the street. The light's red, and I slammed on the brakes and stopped about 10 feet short as a guy was walking across the crosswalk, and my dad's old station wagon was rocking back and forth because I had one of those stops, and the person that was walking in front that I almost hit was none other than Jimmy Johnson. Yeah.
Now did he
know
it was
before
you,
they
though.
Won Super Bowls too? So that could have been terrible.
Yeah, you're the reason why they won.
But you were around Valley Ranch all the time. Did he know it was you?
That was another big question. I don't think so, because Jimmy he didn't have time for anything to waste time during the day, and the fact that someone almost hit him on MacArthur and then. I think I held up my hand like, hey, I'm sorry. And he just did his lip smack and just kept walking. I don't think he did.
Told you to go to the asthma field.
Yeah. That thing on Netflix looks interesting but isn't that typical, Jerry? Hey, let's relive the 90s. And then I saw that clip. Yeah. What does he say? It's always
opera,
something around
365.
Here.
365.
Yeah.
Spot.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, but we're going to watch it, and we're going to talk about it. So.
Yeah, we're going to watch it, wins. But it's just like, ugh.
Well, George.
Kind of vomit in your mouth a little bit.
Thank you for spending part of your vacation with us. I know the AM listener misses you. And happy belated birthday.
Yes. Thank you. I just
happy
hit
birthday,
you back,
George.
Sean.
Have a,
I just hit you back. I love you, and I'm sorry I didn't return.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Just bring me either midnight or a mango.
Right there.
We'll be all good. We'll be all square. All right, Georgie. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, see ya, fellas.
That is some afternoon jub in the morning.